And we're back.
Black and a Half?
Yes.
The podcast.
The one and only.
Not the movie?
Not the film.
Not the book.
Whatever.
Film and a movie.
Yeah, film and movie. Yeah, that's
I was hoping you were going to say TV show.
I was going to say TV show,
you know,
yeah.
That's why we improv these, and it doesn't, like, you know, it's not written out. And it's obvious sometimes.
Oh, I forgot to tell you about something.
Well, what, during the...
During the
podcast?
Yeah, during the podcast.
We didn't talk about Star Wars either.
Well,
that's
yeah.
That's a whole dedicated episode we're going to have soon. Well, it's fine. Push it back.
We'll push
the
back.
Spoilers
yeah,
back.
Whatever.
And all that. We'll talk. So, upcoming episode.
And an episode of Black Mirror that I really wanted to talk about. The Star
I gotta
Trek
watch
theme.
It, so you need to. So, okay.
Yeah.
Give me time to watch that. Do you like Black Mirror?
I do. African American Mirror, thank
okay.
you. That's what we're
Do you
we're
watch
with.
Anything that says black in front of it?
Not really.
Do you
like,
check it out at least? To go,
yeah.
What's that?
Blackish.
Panther.
Yeah. That's going to be good.
Black Panther.
Black Panther.
on this, hey, this episode of Black and a Half is a great one. I have a fellow cast member from a play that I'm in called
yes.
Colonize It. It's mm-hmm. a play called Colonize It. It's playing at the Ballad Underground this month. And it's and you'll check out our website, blackandahalf.com. It has the dates on there. But our guest today, Lindsay T.H. Jackson.
Oh, my gosh. Amazing.
She's a wonderful woman.
Yes.
She's intelligent. She's smart.
Strong, powerful.
Strong.
Mother of two.
Also, she's also lovely. But,
yes.
But I don't say that first because that'd be misogynistic.
That's right. That would be.
So you got to bring up all.
Steve Martin.
You have to try
it.
To think of all these other things about them.
Steve Martin got with that.
He did.
Yeah.
Steve Martin, he just.
He tried.
He tried to be funny.
Yeah.
That didn't, you can't be funny anymore.
Yeah, no.
As a comedian.
Never.
Just not. Don't be funny.
Yeah.
Don't try to
just
be
get
witty
to the point.
And say things.
Yeah.
Just be an ally.
Yeah. State the facts.
I hate the word ally. I want to have an episode about that too.
Okay.
I don't like the word ally.
Okay.
It bothers me. Like, I just think of war.
Okay.
Maybe it is a war.
We'll get to that.
That's a psychological thing.
Yeah.
I just don't like the term white ally in particular.
Oh, okay.
I feel like there needs to be another word for someone who like helps you, like
okay.
supporting your cause.
Yeah.
Oh, ally.
Yeah.
I don't need an ally.
Yeah.
I need.
We'll figure it out.
I just want you to do everything that defines.
Good call. I like that.
On
this episode, we talk about a lot, though.
And we talk about the play.
Talk about Oprah.
It's Oprah for president.
Yep.
The pros and cons. The Rock for president.
Yeah.
We talk about who should be president. We give the news of the day about that was, well, when it was recorded. We talk about Hawaii, what just happened in Hawaii.
Insane.
How that's going to affect us. And we, you know, and it's another just fun Black and a Half episode.
It really was.
Right? We got our star, Mandy Martin.
Yeah, I got to do something
TV,
with that.
TV. Entrepreneur. He's wearing his Heart of the City 2 shirt.
I just
need to rub it in my fucking face every time that I've been on TV.
Well, I need to be in more
National.
Plays. So.
Yeah, that's where the money's at.
Yeah.
Plays. You got to do that.
So, today's episode?
Today's episode is brought to you by disappointment.
Yes.
Disappointment has been happening to, brought to you since 1492.
Yep. When Columbus
pillaged
and raped everybody.
Yeah. And then mm-hmm. they were disappointed.
Yeah. And then they rewrote
like,
history.
Oh, look, a new white friend.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yep.
Not so much. And also, you know what? I love, we should, like, my daughter loves Sesame
mm-hmm.
Street so much. I
right.
was thinking, like, we should be brought to you like by the number 8. It's like, she's always like, the number of the day. So... Number of the day is 1. How many poops were found in the pool today? 1.
Okay. 1. 1 poop.
Dookie dropped. thank you so much for supporting us. Check out our website on, you know, like stuff, subscribe. But
yeah.
Mainly just
tell your friends.
Follow us on Twitter.
There
That's the number
go.
One thing
yeah.
that we need.
Thank you, Skyline Properties.
Thanks to Skyline Properties for using the space. If you have any residential or needs for buying or selling, check out SaskIt'sReal.com. And if you want entertainment and want to go see a show that Manny's on, go to partylive.com.
Yeah, I'm He's probably on one of them.
One of them.
Yeah.
As long as it's not a black comic.
Yeah, usually
it's probably.
Yeah.
If there's some white dude, it's probably Manny is the host or feature. So
that's, for diversity.
Yeah, if you don't know, just guess on that.
There you go.
hilarious to me. But thank you so much for watching. Check it out. This episode, Lindsay T.H. Jackson.
Stand by to receive our transmission. Stand by to receive our transmission.
So this morning, I take my daughter to her swim class.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we get there. We actually get there like 15, 20 minutes early because traffic was clear. I'm like amazed because it takes us forever to get out the door. And as she just went over and did the shower down before you go in there. And then I see the lifeguards going, hey, guys, out of the pool, out of the pool. And then they're like, they're kind of going around telling everyone, okay, out of the pool. Everyone needs to get out of the pool right now. And I'm like, and I see a guy walk, like the lifeguard's putting the thing down to try to get the swimmers to stop. See somebody walking around with like one of those things to catch.
Right.
And I'm like, this is weird.
Yeah.
And see, and then they're like, out of the pool. They finally got like, there's two people in the swim lanes. One of them's not seeing anything. And they finally get her attention. They whistle. And then we spend a good 3 minutes trying to get the one other person who's just like, she's just kind of going up and down real slow. She's just like this really old Asian woman.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, do I need to say she's Asian? I don't for the story. But like she is. And it makes it funnier. I don't know why.
Yeah.
It was just then to some white guy. And she was, well, she wasn't little, like maybe a little in sight, but she's a little size.
Yeah.
Outside. But she's just going up and down, up, like slowly. And they're whistling, they're blowing, they're waving, trying to wave at her.
Yeah.
And she will not acknowledge. And then she's finally like, out of the pool, you need to come out. And she's like, she just looks around. Like, then I'm like, is she embarrassed now? I don't know because everyone's out. My daughter's cracking up.
Yeah.
This woman will not get out of the pool.
Right.
And she finally starts wandering. And then the people are just like, they just start doing whatever they're doing.
Yeah.
And then some guy, it's only her second class. I didn't go last week. And some guy says to my daughter, like, so we'll just have you come back next week. And I said, wait, what? Is it canceled? They're like, yeah, it has to be closed for 30 minutes. So.
Yeah.
That's the class time. So it's just going to be canceled today.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, so what happened? What's going on? And they're like, somebody pooped in the pool.
Oh God. Wow. Was it at least solid?
That's what the net was for.
Okay.
I think they were trying to catch it.
All right.
I think somebody saw it. I'm like, who pooped? I want to know who pooped.
I saw like, there was this, I don't know if it was a fake thing, but there was this like
in a pool.
No, it was in a hot tub.
Oh.
Yeah, there was a girl who, like, she grabs her stomach, and then all of a sudden the water just turns brown, and everybody jumped out.
Wait.
And, like,
in real life you saw this, or was it a YouTube?
YouTube video. Okay. So I'm guessing it's probably fake.
Yeah.
You know, but I was like, ugh.
But, okay, it was directly, and then I posted online because I could not stop laughing about it.
Right.
Because I'm like, I'm 12 years old, and this is the funniest thing.
For real, right?
Cool. And somebody posted, like they quoted Caddyshack. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that was it. And someone posted a GIF movie of it with the one guy who kept swimming. And I was like, that was the old woman. This was a real event where you think, like, it's everything you think is unrealistic in movies.
Yeah.
And then they happen in real life, and you're like, oh,
you know
really?
What? I had a horrible pool incident when I was like 10. I was a really good swimmer. I would always be on the adult side. But one of the days I was like, I'm gonna go hang out with my friends in the shallow, like little kid side, right?
Uh-huh.
And I remember going underwater and coming up, and I was like, that water tasted really kind of salty in my mouth.
All
the kids had been pissing in the pool.
Of course.
Dude, and I like threw up in the bathroom like probably.
Wait, did they tell you that they had been?
No, but you could just tell the difference between the water.
Had you tasted pee before?
No, I don't know. I don't know what pissed maybe if
but
I was.
But it's chlorinated, so I mean it's meant that.
But
I mean,
if every kid's like pissing
every
in
kid?
The pool.
Well, but that's what you get for being,
being
an elitist
in the,
swimmer
yeah,
at 12 years old.
Right?
I'm in the big adult side.
Yeah, I was like, let me come back down to earth and just like kind of. Like, oh.
Here's what tripped me out though about it. Because I was thinking like, oh, that means. Oh, how are they going to fill a pool back up in 30 minutes? And I realized, oh, they don't know. They're just going to treat it.
Oh. So you'll always be swimming in shit.
I mean, I guess you kill it with the chlorine, right? Mm-hmm. But I was like, it never occurred to me that I always thought like they'd have to drain the whole pool.
Right.
Like in Caddyshack. Like, oh, they're just going to chemically treat and go, no, that's good enough.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not swimming ever now.
Yeah.
Again.
Dude, yeah. I don't
My
know.
Daughter won't swim in lakes because she said fish pooping.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot
of lakes. Wow. Now I'm going to bring this up. Yeah. She's like, well, they poop in the pool too.
You know, it's so bad in, I guess, lakes. Like, a lot of people were catching, like, viruses from, like, swimming in some of those lakes.
Well, you can always get a little something.
Yeah, that's true.
Red eye, pink eye.
Pink eye, whatever.
But I would just like to circle back.
I got left eye.
To the woman, because my goal in life is to be that unaware.
Right.
Of other people. Just in my own world, not caring what other people think.
I feel like that could only happen to that little Asian woman, because, like... Like, literally, like, if that was, you know, like, you remember when Cedric the Entertainer was talking about, like, how black people, if we see, you know, one or two people run, it's like, we don't even need a reason. We're just fucking gone.
Exactly.
You know? So,
Now, we're up north in Seattle, mm-hmm. and there is a lot of, it's YMCA, so right. there's a lot of people, English as a second language, mm-hmm. up there, a lot of lower income stuff. So, and in my head, I'm going, she probably can't even speak English. She's someone's grandmother who got transported over. She's just trying to swim and doesn't even know that people are yelling, get out of the pool.
Right.
She's just like figuring it out. Because I'm like, imagine if I was in another country.
Oh,
and
good
like
call.
You just see people emptying out of the pool. You're like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Did I do something?
Right.
Is it because I'm Asian?
It's interesting. I mean, like, you know, they have those like social tests where like people just do what everybody else is doing.
Uh-huh.
Like, I think they had a test where this guy goes into a room and then, like, people just start standing and then sitting down, like, when something
yeah,
happens.
Yeah,
and then, yeah,
right.
then he starts eventually doing
that.
It. Yeah. So.
Exactly. And imagine just being, I will stay seated.
Yeah.
I will stay in the pool.
Right?
That amount of freedom.
Right. For real.
I dream of.
She didn't rush out. Like, I would, like, when I if I saw everyone out of the pool, I'd be like, something's wrong. Right?
Real,
there's something
right?
wrong with the pool. I don't know what.
Like there's a nuclear like leak
right.
into the pool and you don't want to be the last person out of that ship.
Oh, and holy crap, what a morning. A poop in the pool. And I assume you heard about Hawaii this morning.
No, what happened?
No.
You guys didn't hear?
Holy shit, what happened?
Oh, everything's okay.
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 Let's start off. This morning, resident of Hawaii got an alert saying, there is an incoming missile, ballistic missile to Hawaii. Take cover. This is not a drill.
Whoa.
Oh, my.
For 30 minutes, nobody knew what the hell was going on.
Was this Trump, Blake?
No, it turns out they were testing something.
Oh, wow.
Put this is not a drill that they were going to do for a drill at some point, but they tested it and it accidentally got sent.
Oh, shit.
Now, NORAD said they knew within a minute.
Yeah.
That this was a false alarm.
Oh, okay.
But the residents of Hawaii did not know.
Shit.
People are calling each other, crying. They don't know what the fuck to do.
Ooh.
Like, it's gone nuts. And so, like, Facebook, you see all these things, people talking about Hawaii. And
yeah.
And it's that. They're all shit. While Trump's at a golf course.
Yeah.
On day 120
fucking
of
crazy.
Vacation. People are lost their mind. Like, they literally thought, we're going to die.
So let me
ask
you. It
took about 30 minutes to send the correction out.
So let me ask you this. Like, if that happened to you.
Here?
Yeah, and you were in the middle of, like, Target, and you had, like, a PlayStation 4 or anything you could grab, would you?
I think I would literally not think that there's going to be nowhere to plug this in.
I mean, yeah.
So I'm not. But
you
just in
to,
case.
Just
like,
in case. Just yeah, let me just run out of here real quick.
Only if everyone else knows. Like, only if the Target employees are leaving.
Yeah, yeah. Like, yeah, so.
But see, this is funny. Yesterday,
mm-hmm.
I go to Sam's Club.
Yeah.
Turns out all of the Sam's Clubs
mm-hmm.
in the northern part of Washington are closing.
Crazy, right?
Oh, I didn't know all of them. I heard some.
There's
yeah.
an entire line wrapped around the Sam's Club. Now, normally, I am not one of these people.
Yeah.
I'm not going to show up at a line and sleep overnight for a ticket.
Right.
I'm not that person. But I was so intrigued.
Right.
To find out, why are all these people in the line? But I got in the line.
You just
in
got
the
in
rain.
Yes.
You didn't know what was going on.
I didn't know what.
But you're like,
so were people
I'm
getting refunds
get
or what was
now,
the.
Now, this was the most.
For deals?
This was one of the least black moments of my life.
I just wanted to know why
are all these people lined up?
Right.
And I'm going to stay in this line to find out.
How long did it take you to find out?
An hour and a half later,
yeah,
I come to find out that Sam's is closing.
Yeah.
And things are only 25% off.
Holy shit.
What?
At this point, 25% off? I got out of the line and went back to my car.
Oh, I'm going to be like, I'm buying a TV.
Yeah.
25% off. I want a closing down.
That's what I'm saying. Like a 50%, 75% off.
I want people fighting over things.
Yeah.
Look, $1,000 TV. Now $750. That's not a bad.
Well, let me ask you this. Like, when you.
This is already discounted.
I mean, but where does the stuff go when it's all. Like, do they have to send it back to the maker or, like. What happens?
Depending on the deal they have, but some people can return. Sometimes you get better deals by saying no, non-returnable.
Oh, okay.
If they can't, there's places that will, like Big Lots. You know, Big Lots. That's literally what they buy is stuff that's not returnable.
Oh, okay.
To manufacturers and people like, here, buy my lot of, we have three pallets of Lucky Charms.
But see, to me, this is symptomatic of why Sam's is closing.
Right.
Only the northern stores are shutting down.
Hmm.
Put the rest of the items on a truck
And
deliver them to the southern stores.
Yeah, why wouldn't you just do that?
Yeah, well, I don't know. There must be some economic expert.
I guess.
Has said it's cheaper to sell it at 75%.
Wow.
It's not like they're losing money then, I'm sure.
I guess.
Well,
something. I'm sure.
Yeah.
I wasn't in the meeting.
Costco kicked their ass, huh?
Yeah.
That's what I said.
Yeah. I mean.
They have better cheese.
Hometown pride, right?
Can you buy a wedding dress from Costco? Is that what I heard? Or is it?
I've never tried.
I don't know.
Yeah. I could probably make an entire wedding out of Costco.
There you go.
Wedding dress,
like, yeah,
cheese board, buy some chairs, sorted.
There you go.
You could. I mean, that's a legitimate. I can't see why you wouldn't be able to.
Next episode, my Costco wedding.
There you go. Costco. Oh, I liked it. That would be amazing.
Wow.
Yeah, that would be a great TV show.
Just a one episode. Mm-hmm.
I can see it.
Hell yes.
Yes.
It would be a little documentary.
Yeah.
A little documentary. Like, I should put that out there. I know somebody getting married. Steph Hallstrom. I wonder if she'd do it.
There you go.
Some fame. Like, hey, I want to do your wedding from Costco. Just so I can videotape it. It sounds like an MTV.
It does.
It is an MTV. Yeah. And you could even make it a competition. You can choose between Costco, Target, and Sam's.
Ooh.
What are you going to call it? My Costco Wedding?
Well,
I love the name. The name is
the name
killer.
Did.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
Name
did, but I would, it. I think, because they would pick different things for, you know, food.
Right.
Yes.
Catering it.
So what was that show where we were growing up where you had to race
through the Nickelodeon Toy Run?
Store.
Or no, sorry, a Supermarket Sweep.
Supermarket Sweep.
Yeah.
And it's that meets.
Yeah.
The wedding market.
Oh, that'd be gangster. You know, like, I always.
So, if all the representatives of Costco that are listening right now, this is we've already copyrighted the show. So, if you want to notify us, we're going to be doing this.
So, let me ask you this. You're probably too old. You're probably too young.
Good answer.
Well, that's what I was about to say. So,
I feel like you tried to make yourself look good by throwing me under a bus.
Just saying.
It has no relation to
the story.
Do you
guys remember the Nickelodeon toy runs?
Absolutely.
Oh, my God. Those things were like every kid's dream, but it never happened to anybody I knew.
So let's just set it right. I was too poor to have Nickelodeon.
Okay, fair enough.
So I didn't grow up in a rich suburb private school.
Yeah, I was in private school for 4 years. It was awful.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You beat them up. And now I'm glad.
You know what, though? Like, no, I was bullied. It's so weird because I went from being the cool kid to go into a public school and like fighting every day and then like seeing drugs and everything else and starting to riot my eighth grade year junior high, man. That was fucking crazy because of there was this Filipino kid who was picking on me, and so it turned into the Blacks versus Filipinos, and like we beat the shit out of those guys. And then I was like, all right, I'm moving. So crazy.
I want to find somebody from that school and hear their side.
Oh, yeah. You know what?
Absolutely.
I want to see a Filipino and be talking
You're
about.
You're not going to find
him. Remember that guy who
started that riot?
Started that fight, and then he left town because he was scared of us because we kicked their ass.
You know what the messed up part is? I only wanted to fight the one guy, but all the, like, you know, so here, okay. So the Filipino kids had this gang called JBS and Menace, right? And they were water balloon gangs.
What's JBS?
JBS stood for Junior Bomb Squad.
Junior Bomb Squad.
So
water balloon gangs.
Water balloon gangs.
Filled with like chlorine or what?
I have no idea. They would just fill like water balloons and you'd be walking.
It's with tap water, motherfucker.
Literally. You'd be like walking down the street or you'd be walking down like the halls and you'd just catch a water balloon in the face. So these kids were like assholes, right? And like just drench people for no reason.
Public school?
Public school. Oh. And literally, I remember going to there was just one morning I was walking with two of my friends, and all of a sudden the kid, like, so this kid had like harassed me for a while, and he wasn't any bigger than me, but he just was always around his friends. And I remember it was at Catholic school, or I was at one of these, like, it's called CCD, which is like an after school kind of like Catholic kids thing. And he was like, black people can't be Catholic. And I was like, what the fuck? And so, you know, I didn't even say shit. I was like, whatever. And then, like, a week later, we're walking down this hall, and I feel this thing, like, hit me in the side of the face. And I'm like, what the fuck was that? And he had taken a shirt and snapped it, and it came around and hit me. And then, like, him and, like, so it was only three of us, and then there were, like, 10 of his friends, and they were all laughing and walking, right? So all the kids had showed up that morning, and, like, it was, like, this dude named Marcus Davis, Bakari, all black kids, right? And they're like, yo, Manny, let's go down to McDonald's and beat the shit out of these motherfuckers. I was like, yo, if I do it off grounds, the police can get me. And I was like, if we do it here, you know what I mean? Maybe it's just a suspension.
Oh,
and so, anyways.
Smart thinking.
Yeah, yeah.
You already had a rep.
Wow, yeah. Police, so right, clearly. Exactly, right? I was like, you know, but I just remember thinking
that's a
that.
Good point. That's a public service. You should have a commercial on that.
Yeah.
For kids, never fight off school grounds. You might get arrested.
Right.
You might just get suspended on school, and that's just a vacation.
That's what I'm saying, right? And you don't know what they got, you know, down at McDonald's. You don't know if they got knives or whatever
right.
else, right?
True,
so,
true.
Slippery yeah, yeah. slope. This slippery slope. So you come back up and you fight. And so anyways, all I remember is they went down and they, like, circled him. Like, it was, like, 20 black people circled him. And they're like, yo, we saw what you did. We heard what you did at Manny, blah, blah, blah. And then they were like, where's Manny at? And I told them. I was like, well, I'm not going down there. So they came back up, and then everybody circles us, right? Literally, it's like 20 black people, like male, female, right? And it's like probably like 7 to 10 like Filipino dudes, right? And so they circle me and this dude Mark, and all I remember is I, like, Mark threw a punch and I blocked it and I put him in a headlock and just kept punching him. But then I saw people jumping and, like, everybody was, like, just fucking beating the shit out of all these other kids. And literally that was like,
the black people were beating the shit out of
The Filipino kids. Okay. Yeah, yeah. And, like, literally, I went to class right after that, and I remember some of the Filipino kids, like, asking me.
I'm picturing you pounding this kid. Dude. You hear the bell. You're like, I got to get to math.
Yeah, right, right. Well, here's the thing. Like, I remember this teacher, Mr.
This,
yeah.
With this fight app, there's a riot back there. You're like, I got to do my algebra homework. Yeah. I'm going to get credit for this.
It was crazy because, yeah, my math teacher, Mr. Butler, he came, like, out the back doors because we were fighting in the back of the school. He opened the door. He's like, what the fuck is going on? And, like, everybody just, boom, ran. And, like, the person who was supposed to be holding my backpack just dropped the shit. And I was like, oh, shit. And so I grabbed it and just, like, ran, right? And so I'm sitting in class, and, like, two of the Filipino kids show up. And, like, one of them's got a fucked up eye. The other one's got, like, a bloody lip. And they're like, you better watch your back after school, motherfucker. And I'm like, and they're saying this in class. And the teacher's like, that's it, principal's office. And I was like, yo, can you guys please suspend me? Because I don't want to get shot after school. Like, you know, because this is California. I don't know. Like, yeah. You know, I'm in eighth grade. I remember hearing about this dude who was 11 who got killed by some gang members. And I'm like, oh, shit.
This is completely different than my private school experience.
Well, this was the public school, so this is after private. Well, yeah, yeah.
Now I understand why my parents kept me in private
exactly.
school.
Exactly. So,
but I can relate to that experience of going from a certain school system into the Catholic school mm-hmm. system, and yet very different still.
Yeah.
My discovery was, why do you not have a band at church? I just couldn't understand. I was in private school, but I'd never been to Catholic private school.
Right.
And in seventh grade, I show up and we go to Mass the first Friday, mm-hmm. my first time in Mass. And I whispered to one of the girls, where's the rest of your band? They didn't have a keyboardist or
it's everybody like,
a bass
wait,
guitar.
Your other private school is religious too?
No, but I'd only been to
black
churches.
Black churches. It's,
at this
yeah.
point. And mm-hmm. I just couldn't understand how they played music.
It's so wild because that's like I remember that. I remember, like, my mom only took us to Catholic church, right? Mm. And then my dad, when they got divorced, was dating this woman who made us go to, like, a, you know, just a gospel, you know, like, church. And all, like, I don't know, the band was just so lit, you know what I mean? And I was like, yo, people turning up and, like, just, like, having the Holy Ghost, and somebody's getting smacked with, like, a dreadlock in the face. And I'm like, yo, this is, like, the craziest, like, compare, like, just the juxtaposition of, like, black church, white church. Because it's, like, it's so proper in Catholic church.
Now,
and, like,
and
even the same song.
Yeah.
I would launch into the version that I knew. And then just, oh, you know, I was, hallelujah, hallelujah. And then the same song, hallelujah.
Yeah, exactly. My mind.
It just occurred to me. I'm like, there is part of me that always wonders why Black American culture is so religious, because of a lot of other stuff they do. But now I'm wondering if music is a big part that kept it going.
I think so.
Because I could see, because if it's not a boring, if it is a wonderfully exciting experience every mm-hmm. Sunday that you got to go to, whereas you could see, like, when I did ever go to a church, it was a white church,
mm-hmm.
and so it was very solemn and boring. Right. And I'm like, maybe I would have had a different experience had I, because when I saw the Blues Brothers, and I was like, Dad, what is that? I'm like, oh, yeah, some of those churches, and that's when I learned about gospel.
Yeah.
Really from that.
Yes.
I'm it's different. I mean, when you find a church you really like, I mean, it'll definitely kind of sway.
Do you go to a white church now?
I kind of go to like a little bit of everybody church, but it's got like a good band. Yeah. So, I mean, like, music will like draw you in. And the way I kind of judge my church is like, one, does it feel like people are like judging other people? Because mm-hmm. if I feel like it's that, I don't want to be there. But then you find the ones that are really giving back to the community. And there's some of them that I'm like, they don't even have money themselves, but they're like doing food drives for the people who can't, you know.
I wish people would feel like they could do charitable work like that
right.
outside of a church, like that they could just go do it. But I feel like there's some people, like, if they weren't going to church, they mm-hmm. wouldn't do shit
right.
for anyone. But they think you should, but they're not like, well, I'm not going to do it.
Right.
Well, I had an interesting, I remember growing up, there were a handful of churches that were quite prominent in the Black community in Pittsburgh, and one of the pastors mm-hmm. one Sunday arrived at church early, dressed as a homeless person, and panhandled right out front of the church.
Right.
And nobody gave him any money.
Wow.
And then he walked up the church aisle.
Yeah.
Right up to the podium
mm-hmm.
and started to deliver his sermon.
Wow.
And we didn't attend this church at the time, but message was, you know, when you come, ugh. Right? Right?
Oh. Yeah.
You're like, ooh.
It's like,
brother was touched by Jesus on that minister, mm-hmm. you know, that day. Just. Oh.
It's like that movie, Brubaker or whatever. Mm. The one with Robert Redford when he pretended to be a prisoner.
Oh, I don't remember that one.
No.
Oh, he was going to be the new, you don't know who he is as mm-hmm. it starts, I think. You're like not sure, but he's gonna be the new warden of a prison.
Oh, okay.
So he goes in as a prisoner.
Right.
He's sent in, and only like three people know who he's supposed to be, like the governor and a couple people, but nobody at the place knows who he's supposed to be.
Mm.
And so he goes in to see what the conditions are like, what's really going on, and then when an emergency event eventually happens, that he's like, okay, you need to go do this. This is who I am, and they're like, what? You know, we can't Facebook and check them at the time.
Yeah.
It's old movie, they give a call. And so it was like, oh, that's great. Wait, so that guy was the minister.
Yes.
Like he wasn't doing that.
Wow.
Like, so I love that, testing people like that.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Oh.
Man, yeah.
I just got punked.
Tell you what, it's been a big week. I tell you, like, I, like, was crying on Monday at work. That Oprah speech, man. Oh,
I'm still crying.
I was choked up. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I was just like.
I wasn't quite sure. My wife started crying. I don't know. Maybe I'm just become callous because I was like, oh, I thought it was good. I'm like, I'm not sure why everyone's crying about it.
I think from a woman's really standpoint, good. It's.
If I'd watched it live, maybe.
I love Oprah, though. Like, so me and the wife have been on this big Oprah kick since like probably last June. Like, she has this series called Masterclass and Super Soul Sunday. And mm-hmm. it's just like. She's so, like, down to earth. Before, I was just like, I don't know. Like, I mean, she's a billionaire, so, I mean, how down to earth can you be? But she seems like a genuine human being. You know what I mean? And just, like, so that's why I understand.
She does, but then she did also fly Azelle's Fried Chicken out to Chicago. Because it's her favorite.
Yeah, when you're a billionaire,
so,
you could do
I
goofy
know,
shit.
But I'm, like, down to earth, and then I'm like,
but you would do that tomorrow if you could. You know you would.
Yeah. Like, okay.
You would do it for less.
Okay, let me ask you this.
I find people not saying that, I'm not down
to earth. Let me ask you this. You have $1 trillion. You're telling me you're not going to fly out Mark Hamill to come, like, hang out with you for a day?
Well, yeah, that. But I'm like, I'm thinking, like, I don't even like getting a tostada, like, right. to go. Because it's soggy by the time I get there. I'm like, how good can that chicken really be?
Yeah.
I would fly Azelle out and make him cook it in front of me wearing what I told him to wear.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
But back on why so many women are crying, if I might in this moment speak as the representative for all women around the world.
You do it for black people normally, so might as well.
So I might as well cross the divide and represent both right at this moment. But I think it was the words combined with the subconscious knowledge that she has the power to back it up.
Mm-hmm.
She is standing there saying, we are going to dismantle a system that has made so many people victims to it. And I have both the voice, the money, and the heart power, if you will, to back this up. And she essentially said, don't fuck with me.
Right.
Mm. And I loved it.
Oh, God. She was so good. And it's like, the craziest thing to me is, like, Oprah's the most wholesome human being on the planet, right? Like, all of her philanthropy, things she does for, like, little girls in Africa, you know, like, all over the world, right? Things that she does. And she doesn't even take credit for a lot of it, right? But then the next day, when people are, like, saying, oh, gosh, she'd be a great president, conservative media literally had pictures of her with Harvey Weinstein and trying to say stuff.
Picture,
like,
of everybody with Harvey Weinstein.
That's what I'm saying, right? And then, you know what I mean? It almost felt like they were trying to say, like, she was part of ISIS. You know what I mean? Like, I was even doing a joke about it. You get a car bomb. You get a car bomb. You know what I mean? What the fuck?
The legitimate gripe, what do you think about the idea that she has promoted a lot of people who people kind of see as charlatans, like Dr. Phil, who doesn't actually have a psychology therapist degree?
Oh, he doesn't.
No, he's a TV show host. Wow. I mean, I forget what he has, but it's not.
It's like an associate's degree.
It's like remember Dr. Laura? Dr. Laura? You know, she's a doctor of English.
Oh, okay.
Like, she's not a doctor. Yeah. She just has opinions. Right. Call her Dr. Laura.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have to look that up, because Oprah was going to see Dr. Phil before.
That's what I thought.
She had him on, like, a couple times.
Hashtag fact check.
I'm gonna fact check this. But Dr. Oz, a lot of people hate him. I think she also does. I mean, she had so many guests on, but she examined alternative medicines and stuff. And I think some people are like, well, that all, you know, she's had people on who were anti-vaccine, but then she had people that were for vaccine. But I think because she gave a voice to people who may not have, I don't know, not deserving, but maybe promote stuff we find dangerous like that, like no vaccines and stuff. Do you think that's a legitimate gripe on her, that she presented all sides, even if we should be like, well, no, there's not really both sides to this?
I think what I respect about how she used her platform was, in my humble opinion, she never claimed to be the expert.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, allowing a platform for various opinions to be presented, and you make up your own mind. I have the sense that in America, we still don't like that. We want you to make up my mind for me.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea that, here, I've given you some information, a little nugget, go off and study it. To Americans, we're like, what?
Yeah.
I don't have time to think for myself. Can you wrap it up in a 30-second bow for me?
Exactly.
So, look.
Kind of, but then there's still people. I have friends that are super intelligent friends, and they seem really rational. And then there's one area, like I bring up the flu shot doesn't cause the flu. That's it. And people who I thought were level-headed, straight scientific people are like, well, you know what? I'm not sure about that. I think that's big pharma just pushing the thing. I've got sick from the flu vaccine. And I'm like, well, you didn't, though. Like, you didn't because it's impossible. And then they're suddenly conspiracy theorists. And you're like, you're what?
Right.
And I worry it is that as much as we, I want to say everyone should be heard, but then you're like, but not them, because that's just made up bullshit.
Yeah. Mm.
But who am I to say it's made up bullshit because I don't have a doctorate in immunization technologies. I don't even know what to call it.
You know, I will say that's this about Oprah. Like, she's the perfect, like, hashtag Me Too person and, like, representative, because this woman, when she was, what, a teenager, was raped by either a cousin or, like, somebody that was close to the family. And she, like, didn't even tell her dad and, like, carried the baby. It, like, you know, ended up not living. Yeah. But, I mean, like, she's, you know, been through some real shit.
For me, like, too. I get that. Yeah. And all that. Like, I was just thinking the one criticism I did was like, yeah, I guess. But, I mean, I actually watched Dr. Phil. Yeah. My ex-wife watched it all the time. And I remember when we stopped watching it was because when we were having discussions, mm-hmm. quote-unquote discussion, I would bring up stuff from Dr. Phil.
Right.
And she didn't like that I was catching her on stuff.
Right.
Like, well, Dr. Phil said you need to do that. Like, I remember she stopped watching, like, well, I'm fucking done with this. You said shit against me because I'm like, good, now it's off.
Because, man.
Because I'd listen to it.
Yeah.
And stuff. And now I did watch it a while.
Yeah.
It got a little more sensational.
Right.
Like, well, I like your little
so can you see,
advice about food.
Can you see Oprah running, or would you want her to, or no?
I mean, ooh. I think that's a bit, the bigger question is, for me, is the, I saw it as, you know, you say, Oprah for president.
Yeah.
We used to say that all the time.
Right.
Whenever someone made us feel good for a minute, like, exactly. You should be president, Christopher right. Reeve.
Like Russell. Or like Russell Wilson
Russell
for president.
For president. That would be awesome.
Exactly.
Nobody means it.
Right.
And then Donald Trump happened. And now we're like, fuck. We shouldn't joke about that.
Yeah. Yes.
Because I liked him on that one episode. Mm-hmm. He was on WWF. Wrestling, cutting Vince McMahon's hair, and I said, all right, Trump for president, man. And then he's like, that's a good idea.
Jeez, right.
Now. So we don't even want to joke about that shit. I worry. I don't want to. I think she can do so much good. Although I used to think this.
Yeah.
That someone can do so much good with money,
mm-hmm.
there's no reason for them to be president.
Right.
Like, Warren Buffett doesn't need to be president. He can just. Here,
or
I'll
Bill
go
Gates.
Fix something.
Yeah.
Let me go fix something. I have the power and influence to do that. Now I'm like, well, now, yeah, sure, make her can we just somebody sane?
Yeah.
That I'm not worried about,
mm-hmm.
like, daily. Like, I was never worried about George Bush on the daily.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, horrible decisions that are eventually going to hurt us, and that's fine. But I'm literally daily worried about what's happening.
Right.
And people cannot tell me for the life that Obama made them scared every day.
No.
Yeah.
For their literal
Jesus.
Life.
No.
Like you can't tell me that. If you told me that, you're insane.
Mm-hmm.
But we are all worried. Like, literally, the guy's fighting with leaders with nukes and threatening them online. Like,
the
that's
craziest shit to me
scare.
Is, like, I'll talk to some conservatives, you know, like, mainly the ones that are my in-laws, right? It's not.
Oh,
yeah.
Don't it? I had one of those.
Yeah.
This week. Yes. Go on.
And it's tough for me because it's like, I asked them, I was like, how do you guys feel about Trump, you know, saying my button's bigger than yours and it works? And they're like, oh, it's just tongue in cheek. I'm like, that's not something you want to play with. They're like, well, he's not a politician. He's a, you know, he's a real person. I'm like,
yeah, I don't want a fucking real person.
Yeah. I was like, unfortunately, he became president. So he is a politician now. So.
No, I was just having this conversation over the wonderful Brussels sprouts that I baked this morning.
Yeah.
Oh, privilege.
For breakfast?
Yes. Delicious. With
there you go.
Honey. And balsamic vinegar.
Oh, wow.
I hate Brussels sprouts anyway.
No, you haven't had these.
I gotta try that.
But
I haven't had black Brussels sprouts.
No, you have not, clearly.
The fried and shit.
I look at Donald Trump at this point, and I see an individual who is crying out for help.
Yeah.
He's going, please get me out of here.
That's what I'm seeing. Yeah.
I am doing everything possible.
Mm-hmm.
This is a person who is desperate to be impeached.
Yeah.
And he is at this point just at an impasse. I don't know what else I could do.
It's like a movie where the guy's like, it's like a movie where like you like, okay, the deal is you can't quit, but you can get fired.
Right.
No, what was that movie? What was the
movie? Oh, that sounds familiar.
Eddie Murphy or something where he had to spend the money.
I was thinking,
well, there's Brewster's
places.
Millions where he has to spend the money. He can't just give it away. And then he gets rewarded with a bunch. Yeah, there might be a movie, though, about, like, you can't get fired.
Yeah.
You have to get fired, but, like.
Yeah, and you can't just flat out say, like, you know,
I'm a phony.
Yeah.
You're doing everything.
But, and it's like, or people do this, right, when they're like, I just need Sandy to break up with me.
Right.
I'm too much of a coward.
Yeah.
So
right.
I'm gonna be a shithead. I'm gonna sleep with her sister.
Yes.
And she keeps going, you know what, I think we can work this out.
Yes. Yeah. And I just wanna know how far we're gonna let it go.
Right.
Until he does that one thing and we go, oh, mm-hmm. Okay. Well, before I let him sleep with my sister, I should have.
Yeah.
God, too
it's,
late.
It's so crazy to me, though. It's just like, just. You know what we live in the culture of right now is we live in the time of nobody wants to be wrong.
Mm.
You know, it's like, especially when you vote for president.
No, we don't.
but I mean, like, how many people have you talked to? Or, I mean, you know, I know we don't talk too much with conservatives, but there's people I've talked to where they're like, no, I'm still happy in my choice of president. But then there's people in my office now who are like, yeah, he's an idiot. And I'm like, okay, as long as you can admit that, you know, like, there was something wrong with your vote. But here's the thing. I wonder just how tied they are to their political party, because it's like when somebody else is running for the Democrat, you know, I'm say for instance maybe Bernie, maybe whoever, right? Will they vote for Bernie over, you know, Trump? That's the real testament to.
I would vote for Oprah in the sense that I think the job of president is partly supposed to be inspirational and leadership.
Yeah.
And I think she can do that.
Mm-hmm.
I think she'd be a good diplomat.
Yeah.
Does she know the most about
international
taxes?
Or taxes? No.
I think she knows way more social issues. I think she's more well-versed than most, like, everybody
probably,
in Congress.
Yeah.
Like, she gets it.
I'd say, like, 90% of the population she's probably
I don't think she
than,
knows constitutional. So.
Well, maybe
80. She probably doesn't know constitutional
she reads
law.
Yeah.
I mean, Trump doesn't. I mean,
yeah.
President Obama did.
Anybody's better than.
Right. But I'm like, I debate whether that is important for the job. Like, you need to know this. You need to know some of this,
but
right? Like, what do you need to know? We used to elect generals all the time.
But then here's
they
the kicker.
Know anything about.
Here's the kicker. What about President Dwayne Johnson? He was talking about running. I'm like, come on,
for
that's,
president?
I don't think he was. Somebody registered him.
He was. I don't
in
know.
Another state.
I feel like somebody. He was talking about maybe.
See, that's the kind of thing where you go, rock for president. I don't mean it.
But you look at Arnold Schwarzenegger,
right.
Who I think we had the same sort of discussions when he was running, and excuse me, my understanding was that once he got into office, he went, wow, I really don't know a lot, and pulled people around him who were great advisors and who did know a lot, and he was very honest about that.
And I think you would expect people to do that, right? But then Trump just didn't.
He did not do that.
He just brought in like, no, oh, she donated. She could be education secretary. Why not?
Yes. Yes. It baffles my mind. I just don't understand.
I don't know what happened. man, okay. Well, this will be the test to see if Manny ever listens back to the show. So Manny just walked out. I don't know, to cough, maybe to poop. I don't know. I think maybe to admit that the pool thing was him. I don't know. You know, it's funny. So, okay. So the big thing, everyone listening, is so I know Lindsay, Lindsay T.H. Jackson. I know her from, we're in a play together right now, this Colonize It, being performed at the Ballad Underground, Ghostlight Theatrical presents at the Ballad Underground, Colonize It. I know Lindsay from there. So when the play came up, when I first read it, I actually thought it was a Trump. Like, I thought it was written about him. And then I found out from the playwright that it wasn't. Well, it was just like a coincidence.
Well, that was what was interesting, is that it was written before.
Yeah. Did you read it before?
I was very blessed to attend some of the first readings.
Okay.
And
blessed to attend?
Blessed because, you know, that was how I weaseled my way into,
oh, into
the actual performance.
You said, you know what? I would like to do this.
I'm just going to go ahead and suggest this part for me.
Could you imagine if I played this? Because that's what I would do. Wait, did you attend to? Did you read at the reading, or did you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Did you read the same character you're playing now?
No.
Okay.
Very interesting.
Who were you reading?
I was reading her lackey, originally.
Oh, okay.
And then apparently the director and playwright saw a little bit more evil in me that was yet untapped.
Lindsay T.H. Jackson is nobody's lackey.
I've been telling my husband this. Every morning when I wake up, don't you forget it.
that I'm nobody's lackey?
Yes. And sometimes I just do that. I look in the mirror and smack myself across the face. You're nobody's lackey. Ah. You don't do that?
Not the lackey. I
no.
Slap myself
nah.
in the face.
Well, is that too much? Did I share too much?
Wait. Manny, have you ever slapped your face and said, I'm nobody's lackey?
I don't think I've ever said those words, but I've slapped my face a few times. Like, get your shit together. Let's do this.
But see, this
like,
is to
literally?
Oprah's point. This yeah. is male privilege.
Right. See? Yeah, it really is. This.
That he assumes he's not a lackey?
Yes. Which you disgust me. Oprah told me we're taking you down.
Right.
Okay, so the play, Colonize It. I guess
that's what the movie. That's what the play's called.
Yeah,
Colonize It.
It will
okay.
be a movie.
Thank yeah, it
Manny.
Should be.
It was originally written as a screenplay.
Okay,
and she adapted it.
Nice. Okay,
so it's kind of neat. I like some of the ways.
Yeah,
you adapt something like, well, how can I do this on stage?
Right,
like these tweets. So instead of just the tweets scrolling, like we walk through saying the tweets.
Oh, okay.
You know, acting like we're doing the.
Okay.
Tweeting.
Yeah, the tweeting. There you go.
Twiting. We act like we're doing
twite
it. So I do like, it's kind of cool doing that and then seeing how you would change because you're like, you know, it should be set and there should be so many, here's a cut scene for 20 seconds.
Yeah.
Now it should be somewhere else. And okay, we got to make this work.
Right.
Like, what do you do? So I really do like that.
And I think that's been really wonderful. The playwright or screenplay writer, Alicia Wheel, has done an excellent job staying very open to the adaptation of her work
mm-hmm.
and working with the actors, with the director to enhance the story, bring it out of what was probably just more going to be visually represented
mm-hmm.
through film now to the stage. And I think it's been amazing watching her grow and develop as a writer.
It makes me wonder, like, well, you're writing a screenplay and you're like, suddenly your thing's a play. And it's like, well, I can't. This isn't what I planned
right.
mm-hmm.
at all. Because now only four people are going to see it. You're going to see it and forget about it.
Yeah.
Plays are so weird. Because we could get people there.
Right.
Could fill up, you know.
Well, but this is the play is predominantly people of color cast
okay.
as well. And it keeps reminding me that.
I think it's all.
Oh, right.
It is
except
all.
For
the
director.
Director. He's going to pop in at once.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
As a statue.
Oh, okay.
So not really
yeah, yeah.
in it. But
it keeps hitting me over the head that all of the people that would have come to see the play are in it.
Wow.
Yeah, possibly.
Yeah, yeah.
What I find fast. Oh, I got to message my babysitter back. He just reminded me. So, no, there's no reference other than I think something I say. Which is kind of racist.
Okay.
Because I should have been a tweet from a white guy. Probably.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no mention of race.
At all.
Or anyone's race
oh.
in the whole thing.
No shit.
We just all happen to be black.
I love it.
I remember that series. Oh, that was awesome. I used to do a comedy show called Happens to Be Black.
Oh.
So
yeah.
featured all performers. And I had someone did a monologue. And actually, there was a play once.
Yeah.
But it was people who didn't fall into the traditional stereotype of black, like as far as comics. No Def Jam comics. You know,
you know
just people who talk about stuff that just and they just happen to be black.
You yes. know what was really interesting is did you guys see that interview with Jay-Z? And
yeah.
It's on YouTube. I'll have to find it.
That
but,
interview.
Well, I don't know. It was recent. And the guy gets really in depth. He's like asking him about, you know, the cheating on Beyonce. Mm-hmm. And then he asks him, you know,
did
about
he admit it?
Yeah, I think he did. So, you know, he was just talking about, like, not jeopardizing, you know, like, or not taking your wife for granted, all this other stuff. But he also was talking about how a lot of people come up to him and they're like, oh, you speak so white now.
Mm.
And he was like, oh, because I know words and, you know, I'm you know, more articulate now. I speak white. He was like, he said it just blew his mind, but he was like, we need more people in, you know, our industry, you know, in our community talking about it, because it's like, it's, I didn't watch the whole thing, but he basically was saying that, you know, we're never going to get any better if we can't, you know, overcome this, you know, this one obstacle of tearing each other down and saying, you know, you speak this way, you speak that way. So it was powerful, man.
Exactly. Well, this has blown my mind doing this play.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, Lindsay and I talked about it. She brought it up that we are, a lot of us in this play are educated.
Mm-hmm.
We all went to school. So to a degree, like, what was the Oreo term? A lot,
yes,
of us were.
No,
we
yeah.
The Oreo thing.
Yeah.
Like, so that might be it. But like I was saying, like going to this play, there's like 8 of us.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? It's been a weird experience for me because, mm-hmm, I was like, I feel so relaxed there.
Yeah.
And there's just there's this solidarity, mm-hmm, I think. Because especially what's weird is it's like, it's not like we're sitting around and saying, this play is important about race and whatever. No, it's just a play about something completely not related.
Yeah, yeah.
But we always happen to be black, and I'm very comfortable there.
Yeah.
And
it's a different feeling when you're not being torn down.
We're not even torn, just like there's this, I don't know, this underlying support you think, mm-hmm, might just be there. And our friend Nicole from the program here, she said, she was like, you know, that's what like Ben Affleck feels like on every set. Walks in and,
yeah,
you're like, oh, hey, comfort. I don't know why.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, this is also kind of white privilege.
Right.
This is a
I mean, W.E.B. Du Bois, mm-hmm, or Du Bois, depending on where you are, spoke about this, you know, 100 years ago about, mm-hmm, the double consciousness, that element of I am always conscious of my otherness.
Right.
And there is this overwhelming experience of slowly watching that disappear.
Right.
As you are amongst so many peers. And when we say people of color, we're talking in the cast Asian,
yeah,
Latin American,
yeah,
as well, and all being considered by our greater society the other,
right,
and watching the curve,
mm-hmm,
through the weeks of the play as we got more and more comfortable, to the point that at some moments we would catch ourselves going, oh, we would never normally say that in a room, and then go, it's okay that we just said that.
Right. Yeah.
Like, so, there was a week, we did some rehearsals right after Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
We spent a lot of time with in-laws and family.
Yeah.
You know, I always feel like the adopted kid. Like there. But, and then going like to this cast, I was like, I'm now extra awareness of how white the rest of my life is.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was like, I do not get people of color just around me on a, like, basically black and a half is basically when.
Yeah.
And then I sometimes try to find, lately I've been actually trying to find people of color to come on as a guest, and it, and going like, huh, my Rolodex is kind of empty.
Yeah.
Who do I have? And I actually thought like, hey, maybe I'll meet a lot of people in this show that'll be interesting.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they can come on and be guests. So
that's,
that was
awesome,
one of my motivations.
So is the director a person of color?
He's the only white person.
Oh, all
and
right.
He's in charge of
and
us.
And he's in charge. That's what I thought.
We call him Massa.
Massa director. No.
It is kind of funny. Like, of all, like, oh, then the one person,
yeah,
in charge. And, but that's Hollywood, right?
Yeah.
Isn't
right.
That kind of messing up? Like, oh, yeah, then the one person,
yeah,
producing this black film,
right,
is white.
Well, but it speaks to, I think, a lot of the discourse lately has been around finding white allies,
mm-hmm,
that we need. And to your point, Manny, recently I had an exchange with a family member.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I have a full-time job. I also have my artistic endeavors. I have a life coaching practice. I have a husband. I have 2 children.
Mm-hmm.
And I have gotten to a point where I've just decided there's only so much time I can spend being your teacher,
yeah,
as well, especially if you're not coming to me asking,
exactly,
to learn and to listen. And so I approached Asa and,
mm-hmm,
I said, can I connect you? I'm done.
Yeah.
And I would like you as a white ally.
Right.
To, you look like him. You are a male.
Mm-hmm.
Can you just pick this up? Because I'm done.
Yeah.
And I think it's time for white men who mm-hmm. are allies to say, we got it from here.
Right.
And I think circling back to Oprah, that's what she said in mm-hmm. that room, that there's going to be a lot of men
yeah.
who are in this room, who are around this world, who are now going to have to figure out, okay, what is my role right. in this revolution? And mm-hmm. it's going to be, you do the educating of other men.
Right.
And I'm so excited to yeah. see that. You know, my husband is one. I think the two of you are one. To see more men coming out and say, this is the change we need to do within our community.
Right.
What is manhood and redefining that? Mm-hmm. I'm so excited for that.
Definitely.
Men
don't
definitely.
Fuck up.
Did you see Chappelle's special?
No.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
So the first one I liked. The second one was, it was good, but it just kind of felt like it was kind of half-assed. But there's a lot of, you know, one thing that he did mention, he was like, women, you're going to have to realize that you'll also have some imperfect allies. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? So, and that's the one thing that I want people to remember is, like, you know, Al Franken, although, you know, he kind of, like, I mean, the picture was inappropriate, but I think that he was still, like, I mean, from a comedian, he was trying to be funny. But I don't think that he was as, like, I guess malicious, if is that the word I'm looking for, with his?
Yeah, then.
It's tough, though, because it's like.
Well, okay, that picture, I'm like, well, first off, it was spun like, here's a picture of him grabbing her breast, and I'm like, doesn't look like it.
Yeah.
It's like it's off of that. And then hearing that maybe it wasn't even, like, it might have been posed.
Right.
Like, and I'm like, you know, it sucks to even have to question. I don't want to feel like I'm being a bad ally by questioning some things, but I'm like, but I'm also human, and that's, I'll probably question a lot of things in general. Particularly, I don't want to just see something and hear a story, and then I want to know. I'm not going to victimize her, but I also do want to know about her.
Right.
And then when I quickly find out she's a Fox News contributor,
then
I find out about
her
relationship with Hannity, and I'm like, like something's up here. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you hear more about the story and about, like, I saw the video of the skit
mm-hmm.
and go, she described what the skit is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's literally the skit that they did. Even the kiss when I don't want to kiss, that's part of the skit.
Right.
That's not, even if you said, oh, in rehearsal, like, that's the skit.
Yeah.
The skit is about a rehearsal.
Mm-hmm.
You're killing me. This is Inception. And then you hear, and I'm like, and I don't think it matters. She can grab all the booties she wants of other men. That doesn't even matter. Mm-hmm. That she did the same thing. I would like her to apologize for her actions too.
Mm-hmm.
She should do that, but that doesn't excuse Al's behavior if he did that.
Right.
Then you hear, like, the pictures, the people that said at the state fairs that he would grab their butt and stuff. Which I'm amazed at some men just to have the gall.
Yeah, to do that. I'm always
what's weird to me is the pictures when they say this picture, his hand was on my butt, and I'm like, I will never play poker against you. I'll tell you that, because I cannot tell anything is going on in this picture.
Right.
And so, you know, I mean, that makes me question it. And I'm like, and I feel
it's always interesting to me. Like, even when, like, girls want to take pictures after shows, I won't even, like, put my, like, arm on their back.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'll just kind of hover behind, like, you know, they'll put their arm around me and I'm like, so
was that before this?
Yeah, this is before this. Okay. Yeah. I'm just kind of, I've always kind of been, like, about personal space. I, like, you know, growing up around women, I'm always like,
Manny's just showing that he's an ally.
Hey, I'm saying for real. Like, I was raised by women, so it's just like, you know, my mom.
What if they squeeze up next to you?
Yeah, I mean, I'll still.
I'll say there's a lot of pictures of me, like,
face. Yeah, with their
like,
face.
Come on, picture.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Yeah.
Whereas Manny's like,
I know,
squeezed
I'm like,
up like a little.
I do that a lot. I do that, like, a lot where I'm doing the scrunch.
I'm going to be going through your photos.
I know, right?
He's
like, no, look at this one. This one.
He looks happy. You not look uncomfortable.
That's his wife. This is my thing is, you know, it always comes back when we have these conversations. I always think it's similar to when people go, oh, well, you know, I'm on a diet. I'm trying to lose weight. And then they start picking apart one
mm-hmm.
fat, you know, what's better, Twinkies or donuts?
Right,
and you're
right.
Like, both are bad.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter to what varying degree. Mm-hmm. And so the whole system
right
is bad.
Right. Yeah. And it needs to be fixed.
Each individual story, there's going to be varying degrees, mm-hmm. but let's spend less time speaking about or questioning each individual story and mm-hmm. talking about the entire system. How do we dismantle it? If I want to lose 100 pounds, I focus on the entire lifestyle that exactly. needs to be changed, not mm-hmm. should I cut Twinkies or donuts?
And that brings up a good question. Like, where does it start? I mean, I think it needs to start with dads talking to their sons and being like, hey, you know, this is what you need to this is how you need to be around women. And, you know, like what not taking advantage of somebody is, what consent means, and all yes. these other things.
See, so. This is how I knew I was winning as a parent. Mm-hmm. My son is 5. My daughter is 3.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe a year ago, we were home with some family. Mm-hmm. And as aunts and uncles want to do, oh, give me some sugar. Give mm-hmm. me some sugar. And my daughter, Taylor, is not that person.
Right.
Mm-hmm. She is, do you want a kiss? No. Do you want a hug? No. And, you know, a family member was, oh, just being shy. Give me some sugar. Give me. And Cohen,
mm-hmm.
if you could please honor her personal space.
I love it.
And I was like, yes, hashtag raising a feminist. Yeah. All right. Nailed it.
I mean, I'm trying the same thing with my daughter. If she says no, I'm like, can you kiss Willow? And she goes, no. And I'm like, okay.
There you go.
I mean, I'm not saying it doesn't cut my heart.
Yeah, yeah.
Say sometimes she like I'm like kiss, and she'll like lean her head forward, so I may kiss her forehead.
There yes. you go.
I'm like right. okay, I'll take what I can get.
Yes.
But we're trying to teaching her like if she says no, that's what it means. We don't do that.
And you honor.
And what's hard is that she's too. In some ways she's too young. Because she was saying no, because that's the word she knows
exactly.
how to use.
Exactly.
And she's like, no, I want to play. No, but tickle me. I'm like, do you want me to actually tickle you? No. And then she's like, oh, what are you doing? I'm like, you said no.
Yes.
And I'm like,
exactly.
Like, that's awesome.
Quit teaching a feminist and just tickle the kid.
Well, and I think we have to do the same for our boys, too.
Yeah.
Further to
yeah.
what you just
oh, yeah,
said.
No.
What if this girl comes up to me
mm-hmm.
and also empowering my son to, if you don't want to kiss her, if you don't want to touch her or
yeah.
hug her,
mm-hmm.
no, and that's okay.
Totally. Me and my buddy Jack, we talk about like being too much of a people pleaser. Like back
mm-hmm.
in the day, like making out with somebody because you felt like they tried hard enough. You know what I mean? I was like, all right, I guess.
Yes.
Gosh. Yes. But I never met women that would do that for me.
Yeah.
I tried. Nah, Silas. No thanks.
Yeah.
It is bitter of me, right? I mean,
yeah.
it's judgy, but like I do enjoy. My favorite thing about Facebook
mm-hmm.
is looking at the women
right.
that I was pursuing
mm-hmm.
who were not interested in me.
Yeah.
And they were always like this hot guy.
Yeah.
Some guy they wanted. And now they're with this balding fat dude. And I'm just like, I'm so happy.
Right.
I'm like,
it's part of the human
right.
It's part of the human condition,
man. Right.
Why wouldn't you be?
My wife's 11 years younger than me.
I have to. That's patriarchal.
Is that?
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, what's patriarchal? Because
well,
she's
so,
younger.
So, what if she was 11 years older than you, and smart and intelligent?
Well,
see how I
go.
Just called you on that.
She's both.
I know she's both
yeah.
because I've heard about her.
Yeah.
But why are you winning? Because
why
she's 11 living? Years younger than you are.
Oh, if she was 11 years older, I would have been pretty excited.
Creepy.
Too. Well, 10 years ago.
and changed.
Now
the
she's.
Oh. I'm just
I,
never
I'm
gonna
one.
Get invited back. That's what just happened.
You'll always be invited back. You keep it real.
Hey, I was the one who said no to dating her early on because she was too young.
That's good.
Everyone else said that. Age is a number. Age is a number.
But maturity is a big thing.
Then my mom married a child.
that's for
right.
another
She's not
show.
Listening.
Yeah.
For
oh,
another
we love
show.
Her.
It's but you know it is weird marrying somebody that age difference up or down.
Mm-hmm.
With the weirdest is the generational gap is amusing sometimes. So like
mm-hmm.
people don't know references that you made.
Yes,
you know, and some it's like not because it was was on cable or something. Right. It was just like, oh, we just...
It wasn't a
thing.
Well,
we watched different things completely. Yeah.
Well, that's what's been funny about this play is we went around the first rehearsal.
Uh-huh.
This was awful.
Right.
And we said who we were.
Well, that was hilarious.
For some reason, we were all sharing our age. I was appalled.
Well, it was, of course you share your age when you're 23.
Yeah,
exactly.
Right. I'm 23. And I'm like, just go around the circle and tell you about yourself. And yeah. I'm like, what the hell is this? I'm not going to. And it was hard for me to like, I'm both to not like just make fun of things as I'm doing them and follow the directions, you know, like
hilarious.
I'm like, I got to make a joke about this because I'm like, well, probably because I'm uncomfortable. So I'm going to make a joke and then it's silly. I was like, I haven't done play in so long.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, there's so many things I forgot that I'm glad I haven't been doing.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the like, you know, silly, we need to do warm-ups that are like for improv. I'm okay with some of these things.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, oh, you got to get thinking weird and you got to, mm-hmm. that helps. But there's some warm-ups that everyone does. And I want to always go, what's the purpose of this? How am I warming up doing this? Because I'm not going to be a banana.
You've always hated the warm-ups.
The older I get to, what I expect when I'm going to go do warm-ups is like, oh, we're going to get our start prior articulation. We're going to work on this kind of thing or like stretch. And like, I guess it's when warm-ups are games. I'm always kind of like, this isn't a warm-up. This is a game. This is a game you play in a class when you're learning, but it's not helping me portray my character. It's not helping me, you know, it's not about the physical. Think about physical character and what you're going to be doing, you know, like as fighting. And that was what I think of as warm-ups. And this is not the first play that this has happened to me that I'm suddenly like.
Now here, this is something because you've always hated the warm-ups, whereas I have always hated people
getting on
their cell phones.
Yeah.
And so this is a perfect time to bring this up because
Manny just left
because of something on his cell phone.
It turned him off all the time.
And see, you and I, we differ on this. When is it okay to use a cell phone and when is it not?
Well, you know, I mean, look, it's been 12 years. So obviously last time I did a play, that wasn't an issue. And when I'm directing, did I make all the students turn off their cell phones? Maybe. But I'm in charge. I can tell them to do anything like that because they're all kids.
I needed to exert my power.
Well, yeah. Or just I tell them to go outside. No, I'll just go outside and do it. You know, it is an interesting. You know, it's funny because now, like, I take notes on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
Was I taking notes before?
Were you taking notes before? Yes.
I did think about it. I was like, oh, I can take notes on my phone. I mean, actually, I like having a yellow tab of paper. I like a yellow notebook when I take notes. That's what I want.
It's a thing.
And
yes.
I don't know why, but like, and I'm like, oh, I don't have my yellow thing. I'm like, oh. And it's just, I think when I start getting used to not getting notes, then I'm like, well, I don't have any notes. So just listen to this. Also, because like, I always feel like I'm in constant Facebook and stuff is like, that's how I make money.
Yes.
That's how I get booked on things. So I'm like, I'm working on the, in some ways, I'm working on the, this is going to, I'm doing this. I'm going to get people to the show because they like me. And so that's why I got to get back on.
Yeah, I'm on my phone too much. But the wife's car got broken into, so that was kind
just
of...
Just now?
No, like last night, I guess. It just was rubbish through, and she was like, oh.
Did she just discover this?
Well, she just called
is
me
this
to tell
news?
Me. No, well, yeah, it's sort of
breaking news.
Breaking news.
Manny's car was broken into again.
No, oh, mine was, oh, God, my car.
West Seattle?
No, yeah, hers was kind of rummaged through last night, but there's nothing in it, so... You know, whatever.
Take her Nutella?
Yeah, exactly. All the dirt on the floor and shit. But, yeah, when mine was broken into, like, she was like, let me put my purse in the trunk. And we went on a hike, and we were, like, hiking up the hill. And then I heard somebody's alarm go off. I was like, sucks to be them. And then I got back, and I was like, fuck. So, yeah.
Oh,
was your
so sorry.
Did the purse get taken?
The purse got taken. But here's the thing. Like, the cops, we were telling, like, you know, we filed a police report. And the guy, like, literally went to the gas station and got gas with her debit card.
Stop it.
Right. And so, like, we were like, yeah, so you could probably just pull his, like, car and his like ID, and they're like, oh, that's too much work, so we're calling it case closed. We're like, well, fucking cops don't try to do shit. So anyways, not that I don't love good police officers out there. We love good police officers. So, anyways.
Both of them.
Yes.
No, just kidding. Did I tell you about my police? I was in the police academy. Did I tell you that?
Yeah.
They've heard this.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not going to repeat the story. Did I ever tell you?
He was really high up in the police academy.
Yeah. I was number three.
Yeah.
Number three.
But then he quit.
And then theater brought me back in.
Yeah.
When is it? When I would like top three times that it is inappropriate to have a cell phone.
Ooh.
Sex.
Sex.
Mm-hmm. Unless you're recording it.
Yeah. Church.
Church.
I don't know if you're in church.
Something. Yeah. I agree.
Sure. Why not?
I agree.
Yeah. No, that's when I'm playing it.
Funeral.
Funeral.
You gotta check yourself in.
Yeah, that's true. I guess church / funeral could be the same thing, right? So, okay, so sex.
Getting my praise on.
Right, sex, check church in. / funeral. And then what's the third one? Interview.
You know what? Like, I do get mad at myself, though, sometimes, because I'm watching a movie and something will buzz and I'm like, oh, what? Not at my house. I'm at my house. I wouldn't do at. I'm at the
movie theater.
Yeah, my child might be in the hospital. I don't know at the movie theater. Yeah. But, like, I'll check it and then I'll start doing, and then I'm like, damn it, I missed. I don't know.
Yeah.
I gotta rewind it and then watch what's going on.
I feel like.
So we were just discussing while you were not here.
Yeah. I heard you, motherfucker.
Yeah.
We were talking behind your back.
Yeah, inappropriate time to use cell phones because she got it one day. She was on that because she wanted people to put their cell phones away during the show.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
oh, totally. Well, that's
like,
a. Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm like, well, I think. You believe in this ensemble groupie thing.
Well, you know, I'm that old school theater person who came out of the. I was a dancer. Mm-hmm. I, you know, went to Emerson and had this old people, obviously, view that when we were in the space,
yes,
we were in the church, we were in the sanctuary.
Yeah.
And these young people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not that old. I just
and
like
me.
To point that out.
Well, yeah.
And me.
I'm old by American societal standards at 35. But, you know, they had their notes on their phone. They had their script on their phone.
Right.
But they were also on Facebook and Instagram. And so, and I said, if that doesn't relate to this play, if you are
Turn
not.
Now, well, the thing is.
I got no support.
No. Oh. Because here's my thing is what I said was like, look, I've been in plays. If we're not on, we're in the back. We're playing hearts.
Mm-hmm.
I'm reading a book.
Right.
Doing schoolwork. Mm-hmm. I was doing schoolwork between plays. Like, there has not been a lot where I could just focus on it. And, I mean, I'm never in a scene with you. Like, for instance, in this one, I'm never in a scene with you.
True.
In the whole thing. You're doing your scenes. Great. It has nothing to do with my characters. My 12 characters that I have.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm ensemble.
Oh, shit.
I'm not going to just sit there and watch your scenes over and over again. I mean, I'll watch it.
Hater.
Am I supposed to be offended? I know,
right?
But it's not anybody's.
It's art.
I've told you after I was like, and I've watched scenes and I've been like, I turned into Nicole and I was like, I love her.
Yeah.
Like, that's great acting. But after so many scenes watching it, I'm like, well, now I'm used to it. I'll watch it when it gets at a better, you know, different level. We're off script, and that's, you know, that's fun. You'll watch those. But
I do like Chappelle's thing of making people put their phones in the little bags, and then they can unlock them afterwards.
Oh, that was brilliant.
Yeah.
Oh, no, yes. Chris Rock.
Both
Chappelle
them.
Do, too?
Chappelle. That's Chappelle started it, and then Chris Rock followed suit. So
have you heard of it?
That's me. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm that person.
No. Have you heard what they do specifically?
Don't they put it in the bag and then
it seals. You can't open it
until after the show.
After
show's
you got to get it unlocked.
I love that.
I think it was great because I went and it was like, there's four of us and we're sitting in the theater and watching everybody and people were interacting with each other.
Crazy, right?
And I was like, that's weird, but you don't want me. I guess for some ways, I think me doing my thing on the phone stops me as an act as another person in the play from talking to the other person in the play while you're acting, because I'd be someone who like I can't not talk.
You know what?
So this used to have to kick people out of like after like guys, if you're gonna talk, can you please go outside?
Yeah.
Yes.
This enables me to not talk.
Yes.
And maybe still like I message Nicole during the play.
Right.
Which,
like,
this brings up another time when I take you to yoga.
Yeah.
You will not be on your cell phone.
I'm fine. Like, on these
let me know. I want to be down for this yoga class.
I will. That shit is so. We should record from a yoga.
Yes.
I play VR. I can't text. I can't text when I do that.
You know, all my phone is, it's a safety blanket for when I'm like uncomfortable. You know,
interesting. Yeah.
It's like totally whenever I'm.
That's why I have it. That's why I have it during sex.
I don't want to look you in the eyes. Candy Crush. Oh, man.
Getting tips.
Yeah.
Turn left.
It's yeah. I don't know. I've found that though. It's like it's whenever I'm in an awkward situation. If I'm the odd man out in a room and I don't know anybody, I'm on the phone. Doesn't matter what I'm looking at. I'm just looking at something.
Best thing about cell phones,
mm-hmm.
in relation to sex.
Yeah.
Is the existence, because I don't know, before cell phone, did you ever have a home phone while you had sex?
No.
While you were having sexual
I didn't. I would,
so you might understand the idea of something's about to happen,
mm-hmm.
or maybe you're in the middle, and the phone rings.
Oh, and you gotta grab it.
Who should we answer? What if it's, and then answering it, and it was the mother-in-law, and
oh,
they're like,
shit.
I was just calling because then, and you're like, we can't say, dude, I'm busy right now. And you're like, she hasn't called in a fucking month.
Did I tell you about that?
No. Well, but then,
okay, go ahead.
But really, whereas now you at least see in the like, it's them, no.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, if there's an emergency, you can check if you need to. But there was this age when you didn't know who was calling and you might feel like you need to.
Right.
And you go, oh, okay, yeah, we can do that. And then you're gone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you could be done with it. But I think that is a great service now.
So my one nerdy science thing for the day. You remember how you said your mother-in-law called and there was like lights flashing in and out of your house, like some sort of alien thing? And you were like, what the hell was it?
I feel like you're mixing two stories up.
Well, you said, or who was it your mom?
My mom said that there were lights flashing from the bedroom.
The bedroom.
Yes.
Yeah. So, okay, so you know how that happened, right?
What?
The same thing happened at the White House, I guess.
What?
Like, maybe, like, 6 or 7 months ago, and the lights were just flashing, and everybody's like, what the hell is that? So,
wait, look it up. Is that science?
I don't know, kind of like the UFO kind of thing.
You just said, oh, here's your science fact, and then...
No, not a science fact, like, but it's like the UFO kind of...
Oh, here's light switches went off.
No, it was like that purple, whatever, kind of like techno, whatever your mom was like, you guys must have been having fun. And you're like, what are you talking about?
Oh, she thought aliens.
Yeah. So, but I mean, that same thing happened at the White House. So maybe.
Oh, yeah, but that's probably because they're sacrificing people, mm-hmm. and stuff. And
could be.
Well,
or maybe Donald Trump's peeing on people. Who knows?
Yeah. Liz is going to have to get out of here.
Yes. You know? So when is the play?
So it's going to air. I think this is going to come out Tuesday. So it should air tonight. So the 16th and 17th, January.
Okay.
Tuesday and Wednesday night, 16th and 17th, and then the following week, the 23rd
and 24th.
Okay.
So 2 weeks, 7:30 show, Ballard Underground.
Okay. I'll be at one of those.
Yeah. So pay what you can.
Yes.
Pay what you want.
$100.
Black people is going to fill $100. 100 people.
Mm-hmm.
And $100 in the fill.
And look forward to this maniacal laugh.
Yes.
So stars Lindsay.
Okay.
She's the star of the play.
That is, I would say. That is a stretch, but okay.
That's the closest. She has the most
lines.
There
you
go. Hell yeah. Probably.
She has the most lines.
Of one character.
Right.
Consecutively.
There you go.
I don't know. I like to say that.
Okay.
Star of the play.
Right.
In our house.
Hey, there you go.
In the building. Star.
I like it.
Of Colonize It. Lindsay T.H. Jackson.
The one and only. Wow. Ooh, that's going right to my head. Okay.
But do you have a website you'd like to direct people to if they wanted to check you out?
Yes.
Because you have your host of other abilities.
Yes. So it is www.lindsaythjackson.com. And come there. Main audience is women who are looking to light up the world.
Yes.
Mm. Create change like, agents, innovators.
Not light up like you're going to burn the man's house down.
Oh yes.
Like, okay.
Absolutely like that.
Right,
so left eye.
But metaphorically.
Lisa Left Eye Lopez.
Metaphorically.
Okay, there you go. I like it.
Okay. Yes.
There
you go. But yes, so I'll be doing some speaking engagements around Seattle in the upcoming months. So Hopefully see people there as well.
On your calendar? You'll have it on your calendar there?
Yes. Check it yes.
out. Okay.
Yes.
So, yeah, this will be here forever.
Cool.
Online. And so people will enjoy it and enjoy you.
Yeah.
You're going to write a book, right?
That is the plan.
And then you're going to come back on here and promote that book.
Yes.
Can I come back?
Of course. Of course. Yeah.
I didn't.
This has been great.
You know, so after far. I called you out on your
misogyny,
burned down that
yeah.
house.
No, it's fine. I'm okay. I'm old. I'm okay with my. I know my past.
There you go.
I mean, I'm not proud of it. Mm. But, I mean, knowing now.
Yeah.
I look back and go, that probably wasn't
good
the
idea.
Best.
Yeah.
I thought I was. But you're like, I thought I was a good guy. Like, we didn't know that was wrong then. I didn't know that that was an implication of that, or I didn't even think of that as sexual.
Right. Right?
Mm.
Like, I don't know, just like stupid high stuff in high school or junior high. And you're like, well, yeah, I would. If my son did that, I'd be like, no, you can't be doing that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, well,
times have changed, man.
Finally.
Yeah.
Women
yeah.
aren't property.
It's, yeah.
No, yes. And one of the things I talk about all the time is if it was 100 years ago, I would have been burned at a stake a long time ago. So,
yeah, I'd be right there with you.
I haven't been yet.
The playwright of this play, actually, she pointed something out that it baffled me.
Yeah.
That I didn't catch on myself was I had she read a script that I wrote.
Mm-hmm.
That super comic one.
Right.
That I wrote. So she read it and she pointed out. She's like, you know, the female characters are not developed. They're like props in the play. And I was like, what? I don't know what she's talking about. I'm like, well, one of them. I'm like, well, one's evil. Okay. And she's, you know, okay, yeah, she looks like the bad person. She's the bad person in this. And then the other one is, you know, the love interest.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, realizing, oh, it doesn't solve the Brechtel test, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then also, like, she goes, like, as we were talking, she's like, so, like, what does she do for a living? And I'm like, I don't know.
Oh. Yeah.
I don't even know what she does. Like, I did not think that far.
Yeah.
Now, to be fair, a lot of the other characters, I didn't really think about them as far as that. And they other characters are props in there and as males. But I wasn't even thinking.
Right.
I wasn't even trying. And that is where it is systematic that I don't even think about it. That I'm like, I didn't even consciously do that. I wrote this while being a feminist.
Yeah.
That was very concerned about women's roles.
Mm-hmm.
And what did I do? I wrote a short play with two women. And that fails all the tests. And I think I'm a good supporter. And I'm like, I need to, in the rewrite, need to develop this a little bit more. And I think it's a good example on why you would need someone from another gender or race maybe to even read it and go like anything that they thought. I did write it colorblind, really thinking not like about race, but
right.
Race is always my primary issue because I have the privilege of maleness, so I'm not thinking about that problem to overcome on things. And so hopefully I just recognize that. And
We're waking up.
Waking up, man.
Waking
I'm woke.
I'm woke.
I'm woken.
Stay woke.
Stay woke.
Yes.
Woke. Stay woke.
Lots of coffee.
Yeah.
Black and a half?
Black and a half.
Stand by to receive our transmission. Stand by to receive our transmission.
Join us. Impressive. Join us. Impressive.